Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, family. Hold on one moment. I'm unmuting everyone's line, one by one. Blog Talk is a little slow. Okay, let's try it again. Can you hear me, Papa? Okay, we might have to start the intro from your line. Hold on. No.
I want to say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. Job, Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel.
And tonight is your Wednesday night edition.
Are we there? Oh, wow.
Technology.
Okay. Well, once again, I want to say shalom, shalom, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, here with the Wednesday night edition of the Sounds of Living Waters, which is the Nation of Peace of Israelites coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here is truly your brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Lua Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. Well, yeah. Tonight's precept is, was Paul the end of the law? Was Paul the end of the law? 21st century doctrine will have you to believe that. We're going to see if Brother Nakomi is going to square these things up for us. Was Paul the end of the law? We're going to turn this over to our Brother Nakomi. Shalom.
Amen.
Peace and shalom. Shalom. Yashala. Do I have a reader?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So I asked that at all the brothers, uncover your heads, face the east. All the sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Brother Job, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson. We're going to get started.
Amen. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy land, until thou shalt be destroyed. Also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, flock of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. He shall besiege thee and all thy gates until thy high and fence walls come down, wherein thou trusted. Throughout all thy land he shall besiege thee and all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I read Deuteronomy chapter 28:49-52. May the Lord our God add a blessing and a reading to the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Joe, can you give us Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3?
Yes, sir. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Okay, people, I read this before every lesson to stay in line as the former prophets in Christ. John the Baptist said this thing, verse 2, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repenting for the kingdom of heaven is hand in hand. But Christ in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17, when he started preaching, he did the same thing. I'm saying, and then these are the same things that Jesus, words he told the disciples when he sent them out also. So it says, repent for the kingdom of heaven is hand, meaning getting ourselves prepared for the kingdom of Christ and getting ourselves prepared for the kingdom of God the Father. And then verse 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, meaning making a clear path, all us teachers and people of God. We should have a clear, unagenda-free, no bad doctrine, not what I think. We should be bringing the words of the scriptures, the word of God. So with that, people, today's lesson is, was Paul the end of the law? And we know that there is a mindset out here today, just like Brother Joe said in these times, that we don't have to do the law no more. And one of the biggest advocates of that is the Apostle Paul. They try to throw this on the Apostle Paul. And a lot of people, when Judgment Day get here, you is not supposed to be a false accuser. And a lot of people is falsely accusing Brother Paul for them not having to do the law. And like I said, and they're falsely doing it. They're falsely doing this thing. And people, if you study Paul, Paul is one of the greats in the Bible. Most of the New Testament is him. I don't want to be the one that got something to say. I don't want to be a false accuser of my brother Paul. This brother did a lot of work. He has a lot of things written that we're reading 2,000 years after his death. We're still reading about Paul. Paul is still relevant now. If he's relevant to us, I know he's very relevant to God and Christ.
Amen.
But we got people saying we ain't got to do law because Paul. Because the works of Paul, we ain't got to do law no more. Matter of fact, Brother Joe noticed, it's a dude that here that be on TV in Twin Cities, his name is Jim Brown, he's not the one that played for the Browns, though. This is what I'm saying. But this dude named Jim Brown said, Paul is the only person we're supposed to listen to.
That's right.
He got a whole ministry where he said, you don't even listen to Jesus. He said, everything you listen to is Paul. Nothing else. No Old Testament. No Psalms. Okay, no Proverbs, none of that. He said, you get to Paul. You get him saying, we're supposed to just deal Paul and Paul only. Okay, Paul is cold, but he's not the only one. So we're going to get into this. We're going to get into, did Paul do away with the law? So let's kick this off. Like I'm saying, people don't read his ministry. When you actually read what his ministry is, he break it down to you clear. I'm saying he break it down to you straight up and clear. So let's get this, Brother Job. Let's kick this off in 1 Corinthians 14:37. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 in verse 37. When you get it, brother, go ahead. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 37.
Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
Stop. Okay. This is our brother. This is a letter our brother Paul wrote. So let's listen to what he says. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, because you got people today, I guess that thing been going around for a long time, I'm spiritual. So he said, okay, you think you're a prophet, you think you're spiritual, to let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. He said, I'm writing unto you the commandments of the Lord. So when you read the things of Paul, when you actually read it, he ain't going against the law. He ain't telling you. He said, what I'm writing you is the commandments. He said, that's what I'm leaning on. Because you know what? Paul got to be like the person that taught him. To know about Paul, you got to understand who taught him. Picking up some things in the background.
How's that?
So with that, yeah, we good. We good. Yeah, we good. But let's go into Acts. Let's go into Acts chapter 9 and pick it up at 10. Acts chapter 9 and 10.
Acts chapter 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the streets, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. He has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many things of this man, how much evil he have done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he have authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. And the Lord said unto him, go that way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Stop.
And Ananias went.
Stop, stop, stop. So, people, we got to understand something about Paul in verse 15. he said Ananias talking about going to get Paul, and he says, and listen to what Christ says: "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me." So, people, when you're talking about Paul, many are called, few are chosen. Paul is what? Chosen. So he on another level. No matter, even Ananias, well, he used to be doing this. But guess what? He was chosen. He's one of the chosen. Paul is special. Many people get the call. Everybody not chosen. This dude was chosen. So we got to understand that. And then he had a high calling. He was going to go be, he said he's going to bear his name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. So he covered all bases. We don't even have Israelites trying to cover all bases even today. Some Israelites just want to teach Israelites. They don't want to teach the Gentiles or the nations. So this is the reason that Brother Paul covers so much ground in the New Testament, because Brother Paul had a very big calling. He's special. Brother Paul is, I'm saying, the Apostle Paul is very special, people. He had a very great calling. So we got to understand that. I'm saying he's in a class almost by himself. He almost in class by himself. This dude is a very, very special man. That is why there's so much about him in the New Testament. Once you start understanding his ministry and his calling, you understand why there's so much about him in the scriptures. But let's continue. Let's show you something else about Brother Paul. Who taught Brother Paul and how he was taught? Let's go into Galatians chapter 1 and 16. Galatians 1 and verse 16.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 16. "To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days.
Stop. Now listen to what he's saying in verse 16. He said, "To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." See, he said he dealt with Jesus in the spirit. So he didn't deal with flesh and blood. So he said, "What I've been taught," he said, "how deep I am, he wasn't given through me, through a fleshly man. He got taught by Jesus in spirit." And he said, "Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me." So he said, "I didn't learn from Peter and them." And then 18 said, "After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter." And he said, "And I only kicked it with him 50 days. So he said, after 3 years, he said, then I went to go see the apostles. I went to go see Peter then. So with what he was doing, he said, they didn't teach me. They didn't teach me. Christ taught Paul. In the spirit he taught Paul. So he's got this thing in a way hardly anyhow anyone ever has had it. But people try to act like Paul brought you something new. Well, how can Paul bring you something new when his teacher didn't even do that? So in order to understand Paul, we first got to understand Paul's teacher. And Paul's teacher is Jesus Christ. So let's see when Jesus is Jesus into bringing his own word that he then made up. Is he into bringing a new doctrine? In order to see if Paul was into doing these things, we must first see if that's what his teacher was about. So, Brother Joe, let's go into St. John's chapter 7 and verse 15. St. John 7 and 15.
St. John chapter 7 and verse 15. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knows this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but he that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his own glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
Stop.
Did not Moses give?
Stop. So here we go. 16. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. So he said, I'm not speaking nothing I made up. He said, if any man, 17, will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So this is Paul's teacher. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said, he didn't even speak his own thing.
Come on.
He said, I'm speaking with somebody. He said, I'm speaking with one that sent me. He said, if you got understanding, he said, if you want his, you know whether you're speaking of God or whether you're speaking about your own thing. That's why I love my brothers, most of them, the Israelites, when they teach. You know why? We use the Bible, the Word of God, and we don't speak too much of our own word. When I was a Christian, you might get one or two scriptures on a good Sunday, maybe three. And then you're going to hear a long, long talking by the preacher. Most Israelites, like today, like me, I got around about 30 scriptures, and I'm just going to explain the scriptures and break it down and say a couple of jokes along the way. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to explain what is written. I'm not going to bring, this is not my doctrine, any prophet of God, any teacher of God, any person of God, you're supposed to know, like he said, you're supposed to know whether this is of God or whether I'm speaking of myself. Did I come up with this? So Brother Paul was taught by Christ. He was taught by his teacher. He can't, unless he then went rogue, going to start talking his own thing. So we got to understand that. I'm saying, even though I'm not at the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ where I first started at in the year 2001 and was only there 2 years, but guess what? I learned, and then I watched even other Israelites. You stick to the book. Do I say everything I said in my class? No, I don't believe in the tribe sign and all of that kind of stuff no more. But far as bringing the word, you bring the word of God, not my own words. We're going to use the Bible. We're going to use the words of God. And that's how everything should be ran. If anybody's saying anything spiritual to me without the Bible, I'm not listening to you. not listening to you. I don't respect you if you don't use the word of God. I mean, I'm saying, even if you are Muslim, if you just going off talking, okay, I'm saying, and you ain't even dealing with your Quran or nothing, you saying, well, you know, my teacher said this, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you. This could be some that's got in your brain that you try to manifest something. A lot of people trick people trying to act spiritual. That's why Paul, I read my first verse, said if you think you're spiritual, he said you acknowledge things that are the commandments of God. Not I got a dream and I feel that this is going to happen. No, that ain't the word, y'all. That's something you want people to pay attention to you. Make you think you some kind of spiritual person. But that's not the true servants of God. That ain't how we roll. And Jesus just broke that down to us. So let's go into St. John's chapter 17 and 6. St. John's chapter 17 and 6. So we see Jesus saying, hey, I didn't get this ain't nothing I came up with. He said, the Father sent this, the one that sent me, gave me what I'm supposed to say. So let's get this. St. John 17 and 6. When you get a brother, go ahead.
St. John chapter 17, verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine were they, and thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word. Now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. They have believed that thou didst send me.
See that? So he said, guess what?
Yeah.
I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. He said, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst. See, so he said, the people that I, he said, so he's telling you about the disciples here. So he said, everything I've learned, I handed to them. Okay, what you think he did with Paul? He's just showing you, I taught Paul too. But what did I teach Paul? Everything that the Father showed me. Everything the Father taught him, he taught the disciples. So when he met Paul at the road to Damascus the first time, and then when he went to the Arabia where he was still teaching him, because he said he did not confer with flesh and blood. So we got to understand that. The same way he taught the disciples is the same way he taught Paul. Let's go into St. John's chapter 8 and 28. St. John's 8 and 28.
St. John chapter 8, verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
Stop. So did you hear what he said in 28? He said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself. Do you hear what he said? He said, I do nothing of myself. Mm-hmm. But as my Father have taught me, I speak these things. So people, this is him teaching the disciples again. And he's teaching them, he don't never speak. He said he don't do nothing of himself. He said, but as his my Father have taught me. So what you think Jesus taught Paul? He did the same thing. As my Father has taught me, Paul, it's how I'm going to teach you. And when he taught him, you don't speak your own thing. You don't get to speak your own thing, Paul. Whatever, because Paul used to be a Pharisee. He said, whatever that any of that extra Pharisee stuff you got in, you're going to have to let that go. Okay? He said, all that little Pharisee, whatever little stuff y'all had going, okay, you're going to have to let it go, Paul. You're going to have to let that Pharisee stuff go. And as people, as you go further in your walk, I don't care who your teacher is, everything he's saying ain't going to line up with the scriptures. Okay, people, I'm sorry to tell you, ain't no perfect teachers here. None. Zero. That's why you're supposed to know the word for yourself. Like I'm saying, I love my foundation at the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. But there was a whole bunch of things that wasn't true. There was a whole bunch of things that didn't line up with the scriptures. I went to Israel, God. Everything Bleeding saying ain't line up with the scriptures. I'm sorry to tell you people, but it's not. And many more people Israelites I've been around, they have a lot of things that don't line up with the scriptures. They have some things that somebody then taught them. They got some things that what that person believed and think. But Jesus says that's not how it goes. Can't get in your feelings. Can't get into what you think. We can't get into you don't want to hurt the men. We can't get in you don't want to offend the women. So you got to understand that. You got to stick to the word no matter how you feel about who you're talking to. And we don't do this too. And the thing is, you learn to do this without offending them, but some people don't bring the true word out because they think they're going to offend somebody. But you got to bring the truth out, people. So we got to understand that. Well, we're going to continue, people. We're going to continue. Let's go. Brother Joe, let's go into Hebrews. Chapter 10 and verse 7. Hebrews 10 and 7. See, I'm finna show you the language of his teacher. When you pay attention to Paul's teacher, the language of his teacher, you start understanding, okay, Paul couldn't jump out of line if he's going to stay into his foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10 and 7, and all we want is that one scripture, brother. Hebrews 10 and 7.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God.
Stop. Said Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do what? To do thy will, O God. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He said, I ain't coming to do my own will. He said, I'm in the volume. People, most of this Bible is Jesus.
Yeah.
For all the people that don't believe in Jesus, most of this Bible is Jesus. He's revealing the Father to us. But guess what? As he's revealing the Father, he's revealing the Father's will, not his own. He said, most of it is written to me, but I'm God representative of telling you about him. The more you know about me, the more you're going to start knowing about him, because I'm revealing him. Because if you got true understanding, God don't deal with flesh and blood, so he ain't finna come down here. He didn't come down here and deal with us. Jesus did. Jesus came down here and dealt with us. So that's why most of what we getting is Jesus, because God, William said, until Revelation chapter 21, when the Father bring the kingdom down, when and that's when everybody's going to be spirit, then he going to deal with us. But he ain't finna deal with us right now. You got to be a spirit. You got to be righteous. You got to be a righteous spirit to stand before the Father. So when people telling you, I've seen God, I've talked to God, I wonder what make you think that you even deserve for that to happen. What make you think you on that level? Say you didn't talk to God. I'm saying, I ain't saying that. I'm saying I ain't never saying like nothing like that. And I've been teaching many years. So we got to understand that. What make you think you deserve to talk to God? So we got to understand that. But he said, I'm here. He said to do thy will, O God. So Paul's teacher said he doing the will of God. He's not doing things of his own will. So I know how he teaches. He teaches through the word. Let's show you how Jesus even thinks about himself when it comes to this. Let's go into St. John's chapter 7 and 38. St. John 7 and 38.
St. John chapter 7 and verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Stop. You said, he that believe on me as what? As the scriptures have said. See, he said, you got to believe on Jesus through what? Scriptures. Word of God. Not what my teacher said, or I didn't heard this, and I didn't heard that. People, I'm gonna have my 50th birthday this year. But guess what? I didn't become an Israelite until I was 32 years old. But guess what? I have heard of Jesus my whole life. But guess what? I didn't until I became an Israelite. I didn't understand Jesus. They taught me a different Jesus than the Jesus that's actually in the scripture. They taught me about this dude where you ain't got to follow the law in all these things. But the Jesus in the Bible don't tell me that. But Jesus telling you, even to believe in him, you got to deal with the scriptures. Let's go over to St. John chapter 5 and 46. St. John chapter 5, 46. When you get a brother, go ahead.
St. John chapter 5, verse 46. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how say you believe my word?
See that? He said, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the first five books of the Bible, people.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, them first five books of the Bible, he said, that's me. But you remember the doctrine that they saying Paul bringing out is that the Christian doctrine that they claim, like saying falsely accusing him,
saying that that old law has been nailed to the cross. It's done away with. You ain't got to listen. But Jesus saying, you can't, if you don't believe Moses, it's impossible for you to believe in Jesus Christ. And then he gonna expound on that even more deeper in 47. But if he said, but if you believe not his writings, he said, how shall you believe my word? He said, how can you? So if you don't believe in Moses, he said, how can you even believe in me? How can you even understand me without Moses?
Hmm.
You can't. You can't understand him without Moses.
Mm-hmm.
But these people falsely accusing our brother Paul and saying, brother Paul said, we ain't got to do this no more. Like I said, falsely accusing him. I don't want to be in that line. And it's going to be a long line too, boy. That line is going to be low. Because there's a lot of people accusing Paul saying, I get to do this. Because Paul, you got people out here saying, man, I get to eat a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich because of Paul. Paul said, I ain't got to change my diet. I can have all the barbecue pork ribs I want. Thank you, Paul. Y'all think, what kind of glory Paul getting that you can eat a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich? What are you getting? What kind of glory is that? You kill me, people say that Jesus came, Jesus and Paul changed, we ain't got to do the law, so now y'all can eat pork and shrimp. Tell me, what kind of glory is that?
Mm-hmm.
That you get to eat unclean things. What kind of glory they getting out of that? Oh, the Father sent him here so I can eat unclean things. That's a wasted trip. He ain't come here for that. Y'all think he came here for that? And you got people crazy enough to believe that. Y'all, he came down here so I can change my whole diet to what I want. No. But like I'm saying, he said, man, if you don't believe in Moses, you can't believe in him. So everything got to be connected to his word. So guess what? These are the things he told Paul. So let's show you something else he showed the disciples, which he did show Paul also. Let's go on to Luke chapter 24 and 44. Let's see his purpose for coming here and dealing with the disciples. Luke chapter 24 and verse 44.
Luke chapter 24, 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
What?
And
Jesus spent 3.5 years with the disciples so they could understand what?
The scriptures.
The scriptures. Oh, yeah, he wasn't speaking in tongues. I'm here so you say ham na ha na na. He didn't spend 3 years with them for that.
No, sir.
He spent this time with them to what? Understand what was already written. What you think Paul got? The same thing to understand. Like I'm saying, Paul was a Pharisee. He knew the word. But now he got to understand the word connected to Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus did with them. See, this is me. I'm connecting the scriptures and connecting me with them. This is me in the scriptures. This is it. That's what Paul had to know. That he had to get Paul. Paul didn't want to teach Israelites talking to Jesus. He had to teach the nations also. He had to break these things down that they can get true understanding of the scriptures. Because we got Israelites today still don't understand they're supposed to teach the nations. So it ain't new. that we didn't, even though we had the word, we didn't really understand it. But this is what he did that we could understand. Like all these people looking for all these, especially when you were saying when I was a Christian and stuff, all these, I wanted to speak in tongues. People want to fall out, running around the church. When he tried to give you some, he said, when you're dealing with God and Christ, you're supposed to be trying to get some understanding. He said, you're supposed to, when you're with me, you're supposed to understand. If you leave the church with a feel good and a song, then you just an empty head. I call people that don't run at the church empty heads. You're supposed to be trying to get an understanding. You're supposed to be trying to understand. You're supposed to be getting understanding. Church, I'm saying, this is Christ was a teacher. I'm saying, you're being taught. Everybody worry about what they're saying. A lot of people going to get all these spiritual gifts. You out here trying to walk on water, you know what I'm saying, when you ain't got no understanding. You say, you need to understand before we move some mountains, okay? But we want to move the mountains first. We out here trying to move the mountains first. Ain't got no understanding. We trying to bring people from the dead. You say, you got people out here want to put their hand on people, ain't got no understanding. I'm going to heal you. Let me touch you. Don't know nothing. You got people that want to speak on the things of God without true understanding. I'm sorry. All of us ain't supposed to be heard.
Say it.
Sorry. Some people, guess what? Teaching ain't your calling. Be happy whatever gift God gave you. If you in ministry and you ain't a teacher and you still want to talk, guess what? You need to stay in your own lane. You ain't ready. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? That ain't the pulpit ain't for everybody, okay? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy with what God gave you. Everybody's not supposed to be heard. Everybody's not supposed to be seen. I know the world thinks everybody should have a voice, but guess what? Some of us don't have nothing when it comes to the things God worthy of saying.
Ooh. Ooh, wait.
So I don't, you know what I'm saying? So just because you a church member or you've been doing this or I do this at the church, that don't mean you're supposed to be speaking. You ain't, I'm saying, you might not got understanding. You ain't been taught. You ain't sat down and taught and learned. You always got your mouth open. My teacher used to always say, listening is an art. Can't learn nothing with your mouth open. You need to listen. Go a long way being sitting and put your hand on your mouth with somebody that got understanding. That's what I like to do. I'm trying to learn. I'm gonna cover my mouth up and listen. Cause listen, like my teacher did, listening is an art. If you listen good enough, you might have something worthy to say one day. But some people, and I ain't even talking about Chris, I'm talking about Israel. We got Israelites that don't need to be heard yet. I ain't saying never.
Right.
But you just might not be ready right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You might not be ready right now. Even I waited 10 years before I got in front of a microphone. Okay? And start teaching congregations. I found out I was an Israelite and was going to class in 2001. I didn't teach my first class until 2011. Did I not know the word? Yeah, but when, guess what? It wasn't time for me to speak yet. People to go to class for a month, get baptized the next month, and ready to have a ministry. What God got for me to do? Sit down and listen. That's what he should have you to do for about 2 or 3 years.
Say it.
Most of us. So we got to understand that. Jesus came, his mission with the disciples was for them to understand the word. And even Paul said the things that he write to, he said he acknowledged the things that he write are what? The commandments of God. Paul came what? To give you understanding, true understanding of the word, not as the Pharisees taught him, not as the Sadducees taught some, not as the scribes. He said, we teaching Jesus in the order that Jesus Christ, the understanding he given us, breaking this thing down correctly, getting true understanding. But it wasn't nothing new. He didn't teach them nothing new. He just showed them the true understanding in the scriptures. So we got to understand that. So Brother Paul, if he learned it from Jesus, Jesus teaches people to understand scriptures. And he didn't say that they might understand the scriptures.
Say it. Say it.
We got to understand that. Maybe you might get it. Because I know Israelites that's been Israelites for years still saying things that's untrue. I thought they probably didn't get past that by now, and they ain't. They've been doing 20, 20, 15 years. And they still in a bunch of false doctrine. So like he said, that you might get it, that you might get understand, that you might understand these scriptures. So we got to understand that. He's saying this is not an automatic that you're gonna get it. It's not automatic. Not automatic for people to have true understanding. So we got to understand that. Let's get into Revelations 19 and 10. Revelations 19 and 10. Let's see what Jesus is.
Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou doest it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
What that? He said the testimony of Jesus is what? The spirit of
the
prophecy.
The spirit of prophecy.
Okay, you say you got to have the spirit of prophecy when you're dealing with Jesus. So we got to understand that. These are the spirit of prophecy. Jesus spoke on some things before they happened because he knew people was going to talk this way. Let's go to Matthew 5 and 17. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
See that? Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Talking about he was talking in a way like this. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. See, he knew people was going to come talking about he came to destroy the law. See, they wasn't talking about that then. He was around the Israelites. We was talking about keeping the law. But Jesus, guess what? He's saying, no, don't think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I came to fulfill. We read earlier, he came to fulfill, when we read in Luke chapter 24, he came to fulfill what? The things written about himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he's letting you know. He's prophesying. He's letting you know. He said, this state of mind of thinking that I came here to destroy everything that the prophet's done, he said, that shouldn't even be in your mind. See,
That's Jesus. He said, you shouldn't even think that. Let's see what Paul, let's see if Paul think like Jesus. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 3:29. Romans 3:29. Let's see if he about the law. Is he about the law is not destroyed? What is we supposed to be down? Saying Jesus said he fulfilled. He said I'm down here fulfilling law, the things that's written to me. But let's get this. Let's get this. Romans 3:29.
Romans chapter 3, verse 29. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law.
See that? See, Jesus said he didn't come to destroy the law. Paul said we're supposed to establish the law.
Come on now.
See? Him and Jesus talk a lot alike. But he shouldn't. He should, because that's who his teacher is. Let's go into Matthew 19:16. We're going to show you that Jesus' ministry matches right with Paul's ministry. They say the same things, but in different ways. Let's go to Matthew 19:16. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. When you get it, brother,
Matthew,
go ahead.
Yes, sir. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Okay, he said eternal life. You got to what? Keep the commandments, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's see. Let's go to Romans 2:13 and see what Paul say something like this. Romans chapter 2, verse 13.
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Be not hearers of the law, forgive me, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
See, now didn't he say how you enter into eternal life? What did he tell that person?
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep the commandments. What he saying? To be justified, you got to be what? He said, you got to be a doer. He said the hearers, but you got to be a doers of the law shall be justified. He's saying the same thing. He's saying the exact same thing. See, in order to make it to the kingdom, to be justified, he said, you can't just be listening. You just can't just read. He said you got to be a doer of what you have read. Saying if you're a teacher, you're supposed to tell people what you understand, do that. What you understand in the word, do that. To the best of your ability. If all you got is the Sabbath, dude, if all you know is to keep the Sabbath the best you can. All you know is the Sabbath and the dietary law. Do the Sabbath and eat the best you can. Whatever righteousness he done showed you, do that. Don't just read it. Well, I read I ain't supposed to eat no shrimp, but guess what? I'm on my way to go get some. You ain't justified. You read, like a lot of people say, I've read the Bible. I believe you. Now, did you understand? And is you trying to line your life up with it? That's another story. I ain't talking about falling. I'm talking about putting some, at least, even if you fall, at least you got some effort. I tell people all the time, I'd rather fall than say I ain't going to do it.
Uh-oh.
I'd rather fall than say that old law is nailed to the cross. Okay, that means if I'm saying that, that means I ain't trying. If that's my thought process, then
I don't got a chance. I don't see too much mercy in that old law is nailed to the cross. It's done away with. But me trying, putting some effort and falling, okay, I can see some mercy. I can see some mercy. You say, okay, you tried.
Right. Right.
You tried. You trying. You trying. Sometimes we don't try. Sometimes I don't might not try as hard as I should.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying.
Right.
Some days it's better than others. But if I'm just going to say no, it's gone, it's done away with, that old law like it's something nasty, it's going to be hard for me to find some doggone, trying to find some mercy in that. So Paul and Jesus said the doers of this law is justified. Just you mm-hmm. reading the Bible, go sitting in a congregation on Sunday or Saturday or whatever you do. I'm saying you just listening to somebody or just reading and all that ain't doing nothing. I tell people all the time, you prove you believe in God when you go home. Everybody should be able to act right at church or class or whatever you
right.
call it, your temple. Okay, if you can't act right there, you ain't got a chance of hell of making it, okay? If you can't sit down and listen, I don't know what to tell you. Who can't look holy at church? We all should be able to look holy
right.
at church. Ain't proving nothing. But when you walk out that door and you ain't around all the sisters and brothers of the faith, when you around
mm-hmm.
your own environment,
mm-hmm.
how you talking and what you doing? Do any people, do the people around you, can they even tell that you is Israelite? Or is you acting just like everybody else once you leave? Because you ain't saying, you ain't going to the family barbecue. Hey, do y'all got some beef somewhere that y'all ain't put on that grill with the rest of that pork? Is you doing that when you go to the barbecue,
right.
or is you just saying, no, give me the same hamburgers you put on there with them pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me that burger. Or do your family be like, when I see some Israelites, well, you know, we got to have this little bitty grill on the side to cook him some hamburgers.
Right. Amen.
Because he ain't going to eat off our grill. He ain't going to eat so crazy, he won't even eat off our grill. So we got him some beef hot dogs and some burgers over here. But or is you, no, give me that burger. You had all that on there, and give me that burger too. How are they supposed to know that you separated from this world if you just going to just do what they do?
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, so we got to understand that. He said the doers are justified.
Mm-hmm.
He said the doers are justified in doing this. So we got to understand that. Let's show you some other things. Some other things that Brother Paul, did he teach us, said, did he do away with the law? Let's go into Luke chapter 4 and 16. Let's see what Jesus did. Let's see Jesus and Paul do things the same way. Luke chapter 4. And verse 16.
Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Stop. We don't need to go in that. All I want you to see is, guess what? And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was,
He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he went there, he was saying it was good for him. He read the Bible. And what did he read? He read Isaiah. So he read the Bible, the Old Testament. Because guess what? The New Testament wasn't around yet. So he went to synagogue on the Sabbath day. Let's see if Paul was supposed to brought in Christianity. So Paul's supposed to be down with what? Sunday. Well, let's see. When did he go deal with the people? On what was his day of worship? Let's go to Acts chapter 13 and 14. Let's see if he changed it since Brother Paul, they use him, they falsely accuse him to bring in Christianity. Let's see if he did this thing. Let's get Acts chapter 13 and verse 14.
Acts chapter 13, verse 14. But when they departed from Pyra, from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, "Ye men and brethren, if ye have any words of exhortation for the people, say on." And Paul stood up and beckoned with
his hand. So, Paul, we just read that Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up and read. Paul, he said he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and after they read the law, what did they read? The law and the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Paul, you mean Paul does the same thing Jesus does on the Sabbath? I thought he brought in Christianity. I thought he got rid of all that. He sat down and listened to people read the law. See, let's drop down to verse 42. Acts 13, verse 42.
Acts chapter 14 and verse 32.
42, verse
42. Oh, my fault, forgive me. Acts chapter 13 and verse 42. And when the Jews were going out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
What? Now, he came with the next Sabbath too?
So,
drop down to verse 44.
Verse 44. And on the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God.
No, to hear Paul say something new. To hear the word of God.
That's it.
The next Sabbath. And then he didn't change it to no Sunday. He kept teaching when? He kept wanting, and was they teaching them what? The word of God, which is the law, statutes, commandments. They was not using nothing new. Let's go into Acts 15 and 13.
Acts chapter 15, verse 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, and it is as it is written. And after this, I will return. And I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of the men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things." known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which are from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornications, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with
Stop. They showed you what the Gentiles are supposed to do, like saying, they said that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution and idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old time have in every city them that preach him being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. Oh, why we got Christianity? They saying the Gentiles ain't got to do this. They saying the Gentiles did what? They had to read Moses, the Old Testament, be preached to them in the synagogue every Sabbath day.
Right.
So Paul didn't switch the script.
Amen.
They didn't switch the script. They said they got to read Moses and be preached at and be reading in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Just like Jesus was doing the same thing. People were reading the word of God at the synagogue on the what? On the Sabbath. But let's show you what Brother Peter got to say. Let's see what the head apostle got to say about Paul's ministry. Let's go to 2 Peter 3 and 15. Second Peter 3 and verse 15.
2 Peter 3 and verse 15. An account that the long sufferings of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of those things in which are something hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
Stop. So he said, Peter is talking about Paul. He said, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking of these things. In which are some things hard to be understood. He said, some things, Paul, is hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable. He said, people that's unlearned and unstable, they don't get it. They twist it up. Risk means twist, as they do also the other scriptures until their own destruction. So you got people twisting Paul all the way to now. That's why you got people falsely accusing him. Because they didn't see his mastermind behind his ministry, that how he was dealing with the Gentiles. He wasn't telling them straight up to do things, but he taught them so well, they was convicted to do the right thing. So let's get into that. Let's show you Paul's ministry. He a mastermind. Let's go on to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and 19. First Corinthians 9:19.
1 Corinthians 9:19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain the more. And unto the Jews I became a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might gain the weak, as made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
See that? So you see that? He said, as the Jews, he said, I talk as the Jews. He said, okay, it's going to be all about the law when I talk to the Jews. He said, I ain't going to be all, he said, the ones that's without the law. He said, I'm going to come to them like that. But he said, but being not without the law of God, but under the law. He said, I'm going to be strategic with them, because he said, like, we still got to do the law, but I'm going to be strategic with them. He said, to the weak, I became weak, that I might gain the weak. He said, I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means say so. So he said, whatever you is, he said, I'm going to get in on your level. So you got some Israelites, they can't talk to people. They can't talk to the nations outside of the law. They can't get with them. They can't talk to the Christians. All they're going to want to do is stuff them out. He said, no, I get on your, and Paul said, I don't do that. I get on your level and sneak this true understanding on you. Then you're going to be convicted to do the right thing. Let's show you some more things Paul said. People think he's outside of the law. Let's go on to 1 Corinthians 7 and 17. First Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 17.
1 Corinthians chapter 7 and 17. But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called every one, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called to be circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God.
Stop. So you see that?
He said,
circumcision. He said, see, that's what I'm saying. He get in where you're at. He said, circumcision is nothing. Uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. How many times you think these Christian pastors then heard this, then read this, and they conveniently not read it? So just because you say, he said, ain't none of these things nothing. Ain't being circumcised special, being uncircumcised ain't special. What special is that y'all got to keep the commandments of God. That's what matters. But then even some of them understood it. That, guess what? This is where we finna show you some of Paul's strategy, that it convicts people to do the right thing. It would even convict the uncircumcised to want to be circumcised. Let's go to Acts chapter 16 and 1. Acts chapter 16 and verse 1.
Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Then came he that to breathe, and Lystra, and behold, certain disciples was there, named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, who was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek.
Stop. So this is Timothy with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
His mother was a Jewess, meaning she was an Israelite, mm-hmm. but his father was a Greek people. Okay, this ain't mm-hmm. this ain't in our day time, this ain't in our times where black people try to say one drop of 1% drop of black blood, you black. No. In the scriptures, you are what your father is, 100%. I don't care what your skin look like. His daddy was a Greek. So guess what? He a Greek. He a Gentile. Yeah, Gentile, you are what you, whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. So don't be coming to me with y'all, with these so-called supposed to be spiritual or supposed to be conscious people. Oh, you got black blood in you. You black. You better know what side it's coming from, because if it's coming from the, if it ain't coming from the daddy side, you ain't black. I don't care how black your mama is. She can be precious purple, doggone it. If your daddy white, you black. I don't care how dark you is. You can be Wesley Snipes black. But if your daddy white, you ain't black. Or you ain't, or in our case, you're not an Israelite. Whatever your daddy is, that's who he is. But we're going to read on. Verse 2.
Acts 16 and verse 2, which is well reported by the brethren that was in Lystra and Iconium. With Paul, him would Paul have to go forth with him, took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek.
See, guess what? In order to be around the brothers, in order to do the Passover, all those things, guess what? You got to be circumcised.
Yes, sir.
So when you get, you can't do all the functions if you ain't circumcised. So what I'm saying, you got to know, like saying the mastery, saying the methods behind how Paul taught. And there's certain laws when he teaches you, there's certain things that you ain't going to be able to do. You ain't going to be able to do everything if you ain't circumcised. So let's show you this. Let's show you this, and let's go to Exodus chapter 12 and 43. Exodus 12 and 43. Got to see the method behind the madness of Paul. That's why Peter said, hey, man, it's hard to understand, Paul, said, to the unlearned. That's why you got to know the scriptures. That's why we went through Jesus. Everything is about the scriptures, understanding scriptures that the Father gave him so you can understand how to do this thing right, to have your ministry right, to have your, you know what I'm saying, to have your methods of your ministry. You got to know these things. But let's get this, Brother Job. Let's get this 12 and 43.
Exodus 12 and 43, and the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no strangers eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when he has circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shall not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that shall journey among you.
Stop, stop, stop. So you see, at first he said the strangers couldn't eat it unless they circumcised. And he said, in 48, he said, when the stranger shall sojourn with thee, so you remember, Brother Paul was bringing Timothy around the brothers. Say, God circumcised you, dog. He said, so he had to, he was convicted. He said, man, you got to be circumcised because you around the brothers. But he said, even this, he taught him, guess what? You can't do the Passover or nothing, man, if you ain't circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to see the method. Even though we read that, they said they just don't deal with strangled things and this and that. But the further you going to get into this ministry, the further you get into this work, you got to do the law, bro. You going to end up having to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to end up doing it because he know God. Let's get Malachi 3 and 6. Malachi 3 and 6.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
See that? See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
People, I'm saying, he's saying, ain't nothing changed. We got this new Christianity. We got these new things saying that they ain't got to do the law, ain't got to do these things. But guess what? God ain't changed. He said, I ain't changed. The way I think about things has never changed. So, if you're going to really do the things of God, you're going once you have true understanding, you're going to be convicted to do the right thing. That's why Brother Paul dealt with Brother Timothy in a way that he did, because he understood them things. To be around the brothers and to do the things of God, especially to do the Passover and things like that, you have to be circumcised. So we got to understand that. So people think Paul brought these things in. They say he brought in Christianity and all these things in eternal life. Let's show you what Brother Paul, did he learn from God just the way Christ did? Did he come up with these things himself? Did Brother Paul bring in eternal life? Let's go to one of his letters to another Gentile, Titus. Let's go into Titus chapter 1 and 1.
Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Stop.
But
Paul didn't bring in eternal life. This wasn't no new ministry
nope.
He brought in. He said, guess what? In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So Paul ain't offering nothing nobody new. He didn't bring no new doctrine. He did just like Jesus. He dealt with everything the Father taught him. And let's show you that. Even from the very beginning, eternal life was always on the table. Last scripture, people, Genesis chapter 3 and 22. Genesis 3 and 22.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
See that? He said, now we've been know good and evil. We got understanding. God has given us true understanding. And lest he put forth his hand and take of the tree of life, which is doing God's will, law, statutes, commandments. He said, and eat, which means do these things, put these things in action, and live forever. See, this thing was given to Adam and Eve. So Paul didn't teach nothing new because Jesus didn't teach nothing new. He learned everything that the Father that sent him taught him. So with that, people, Paul did not do away with the law. He was just like his teacher, Jesus Christ, doing everything that the Father taught him. With that,
I thank you for your time, and I hope you got some understanding. In Jesus' name, I hand things off to Brother Job and Sister Raven. Thank you for your time.
Never thought about them bearing false witness saying that Paul did away with the law. That's room for thought.
Paul, you know, false witness on Paul and Jesus Christ. Guy, remember they saying Jesus is the reason too.
Yeah. You're right. Amen, brother. Awesome lesson. Good reading,
Brother Joe. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Joe.
No, I was just going to say that I'm in agreement, man. I'm glad you brought that out, brother, because I often look around at St. Paul and the way they treat these brothers in this court system, bro. I said to myself, call Paul when he wake up. He said, this place was named after me. He gonna testify against everything this place is about. Big time. So when you said that they blaspheming Paul, I received that 100%, Jew. Good catch. Amen.
Amen. Any more testimonies, comments?
If you have any questions or comments, press 1. You got your brother on the line. We got these lines is open. You got a lot of people on the line. I know this lesson was plain, and it was straight to the point, but, I mean, come on now. This is the deal. Look, Timothy's father was a Greek, and Paul had to circumcise his brother to hang. He said if he should sojourn with him, and he was a sojourner. So you know what the Lord called Timothy? A stranger. He called him a stranger. And get this, he allowed Timothy to write the book of Timothy. And in the 1611, it said Timothy wrote Hebrews. Go figure. Somebody probably said, man, that's a typo. You can't prove it. I know that 1611 say Timothy wrote Hebrews because the King James don't say it. The King James says unauthorized. It don't have an author. But Hebrews, which is one of the oldest books in the New Testament. I hate to cherry pick the Bible, but I'm going to tell you, Hebrews, he walked into Melchizedek priesthood all the way to the top, to the tutti rooty. Look, and you mean to tell me he gave that to a stranger? The Melchizedek priesthood? Say what you want to say. His mother was an Israelite. She believed in the Lord. What did she do? What did Paul say? If your husband is a non-believer, but if he pleased to dwell with you, your whole house is circumcised. Your whole house is sanctified. And even your children, devil Timothy, right there. He came up through the Spirit. Praise God through his mom praying over his soul. Amen, brother. We don't see any hands up. So any questions or comments, closing comments before we wrap it up?
Like you said, it's just, like I said, this is Israel 101. You know, this is just a simple, this is basic principles, you know, understanding Paul, understanding the law. And just saying that, but we got to understand we're supposed to be the ambassadors of Christ, so we're supposed to be able to defend all these things. We're supposed to be able to defend our brother Paul and saying and get these false accusations off of him when we're dealing with the unlearned people with these false doctrines and trying to, like I'm saying, falsely accuse our brother Paul. So we're supposed to be able to defend our brother Paul, because right now we in Paul's spot, which Paul was in Jesus' spot, like the disciples was in Jesus' spot. So now we, the ambassadors of Christ, we're supposed to uphold the word. We're supposed to uphold Christ. We're supposed to uphold God. And we're supposed to uphold the holy prophets. And Paul was a mastermind. He was one of the great prophets. So with that, people, I thank you and I for listening. And I just pray that you got some understanding. Like I'm saying, this is just, you know, the basics. These just basic principles right here. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Great lesson. Great lesson, Brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, coming from the Nation of Peace of Israelites out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
State of mind.
Man.
That kingdom state of mind. I just got to say, man, I love this. I love the precept. I love the idea that you said, look, not everybody got the truth. Some of us are still outgrowing the nonsense that we learned. And I mean, some of us is still operating from our elder brother Casey. You understand? You know, yeah, my teachers. We still operating on what he was teaching. He was a slave. So, you know, he just started learning how to read, just started learning how to get this understanding. So some of us are still teaching some of the things that he was just coming into the knowledge of, you know, not to take anything from our elders, Casey, because all of us is his fruit. But my point being is this, is that we see in part, we hear in part, and my brother did an excellent point of bringing that out. We got, you know, this is why you got to read the book for yourself and study to show yourself approved, you know, and that you learn the reason from the word of God yourself, you know, on that wise. We want to thank everybody. Oh, got to stop. Brothers and sisters, you want to be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. here at the Sounds of Living Waters. That's tomorrow evening. That's the Thursday night edition of the Sounds of Living Waters. We have the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class with our little brother, Isaiah Brown. Look at here. You want to be here for that? He said he got a doozy right now. And I'm sure he will bring the precept. We'll post it. That's to be announced, so to say. And you want to be here the Sabbath Eve. And to whom it may concern, the second Passover, everybody, the second Passover, for those of us that didn't take it, Friday night at sundown, okay? So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Water, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Time
appointed.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Water Radio Show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio Show.